Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is John Batchelor in conversation with Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. We look at the narrative developed over many administrations that there was a separation between the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Bill speaks to the facts that were evident in 2018, 2019, when the Trump administration committed itself to leaving Afghanistan, facts that were available in 2020, 2021, for the Biden administration to know that Al-Qaeda was integral to the Taliban's success in Afghanistan, and once they recovered the nation, Al-Qaeda would be secure in its many iterations. Bill identifies how many provinces, how much is there, how much was always there, how the UN identified those same places that Bill at the Long War Journal identified, how there is no explanation whatsoever other than the fact that the Trump administration and the Biden administration ignored what they knew to be true about Al-Qaeda, operating quite clearly in 10 or 13 of the provinces of Afghanistan. Bill explains here, and this was testimony by the diplomat Khalilzad in November of 2023, just released in transcript form in May of 2024, which is why we're addressing it now. Bill Raggio, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. More of this later. Thank you.
John, they should have known, and based on how Al-Qaeda has operated historically in Afghanistan, and I've tracked this over the last 15 years, many of these provinces identified by the UN are traditional areas of operation for the for Al-Qaeda. These are areas that have hosted Al-Qaeda safe houses and training camps, you know, all the way back to pre-9/11 and even during the U.S. presence in Afghanistan. So, and you had mentioned the three provinces, Paktia, Paktika, and Khost, that the UN hasn't identified as having Taliban training or Al-Qaeda training camps. Again, you mentioned this is where the Haqqani network operates. The administration should have known, and to be honest with you, at least within, I know individuals within the intelligence agencies and the military knew that Al-Qaeda was operating in these areas in the past and likely would be in the future after the U.S. withdrawal. But the problem is that information was neutered as it made it up to the chain of command. And the common narrative was Al-Qaeda and the Taliban relationship has been severed. Al-Qaeda has been the D words, decimated, degraded, defeated. You know, I could go down. There's a whole list of them. Khalilzad in his testimony added dismantled. What I'm looking at based on the UN information is anything but a dismantled, decimated, degraded or defeated organization. Training camps in 10 provinces, madrasa or religious schools in 5 provinces, safe houses in multiple provinces throughout the country, including safe houses used to transit Al-Qaeda leaders to and from Iran, where some of their top leaders are based, and even a weapons storage facility in Panjshir province, which was, you know, that's both symbolic and as well as an interesting location because of its remoteness, but also where that's the home of the National Resistance Front. So that's a message as well as, you know, good business. The administration should have known this, but again, they sold us this deal that, you know, part of it was the Taliban promises that Al-Qaeda wouldn't pose a threat from its territory. Well, if training camps that were used pre-9/11 to attack us aren't a threat today, I don't understand. You know, maybe something wrong with me and my perception of threats. I suspect it's just because the government doesn't want to admit that they're withdrawal from Afghanistan was a failure.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.